What is to prevent me from being baptized? The Ethiopian eunuch asks a provocative question. Provocative for the ancient audience, but for reasons that might be lost on us today, and maybe even more so in this early morning service when I know I could use another cup of coffee. Thank you for the laugh. In the Acts of the Apostles, which describes the life and ministry of Jesus's followers, and then it includes us. We're the unfolding of that Acts of the Apostles. But after Jesus's death, resurrection, and ascension, we hear now through the work of the Holy Spirit, the church is growing beyond the religious, cultural, and geographical bounds, just as Jesus promised before his ascension. He told his apostles that they would receive power when the Holy Spirit came upon them. And you will be my witness in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Today's passage from Acts is an example of this, and why it is the good news has come even to us. What is to prevent me from being baptized? Asked the God-fearing Ethiopian eunuch. This surely had the ancient listeners of the story on the edge of their seats. For those listeners who were outsiders, that is, the Gentiles, were surely experiencing an intense anticipation of what will happen next. For the Ethiopian eunuch was both a Gentile and, well, a eunuch. He had two strikes against him if he had wished to convert to Judaism. For these same reasons, the insiders, the Christian Jews, were surely experiencing concern and anxiety. We see these fears and concerns explicitly addressed in chapter 10 of Acts, with Peter's rooftop vision in which he is told, "What God has made clean, you must not call profane." And the following conversion of the God-fearing Gentile, Cornelius. Because of the Holy Spirit and Philip's willingness to abide in it, as Jesus describes in today's gospel, a whole world opens up and God's kingdom is advanced in this encounter with the Ethiopian. Philip listens to the Spirit's prompts. He allows the Spirit to give him direction, both literally and figuratively. And he comes alongside one who is ready to receive the good news. After his baptism, the Ethiopian man went on his way rejoicing and likely was one of the founders of the Ethiopian church, whose presence and ministry is still alive today. You can visit the Holy Land, and you'll see in Church of the Nativity and Church of the Holy Sepulchre, the Ethiopian church, their prayers and incense arise to heaven. What is to prevent me from being baptized? Stunning question asked by an outsider on the wilderness road to Gaza. Let it stun us today as those who would still be on the outside as Gentiles. And let us lead us to the question, what stands in the way of outsiders entering the church today? Outsiders entering into the family of God. There are many social trends and cultural reasons that could be listed as barriers. But what is helpful to me is to remember, the only person anyone can do anything about is one's own self. Said differently, you're the only one you can do anything about. So let us ask ourselves, are there any thoughts or habits or even traditions that block the work of the Holy Spirit in us? That block others' access into the family of God and keep them from their place at God's table. A Methodist pastor and mentor of mine shared a story with me of someone in his congregation who served as an usher for 50 years. For 50 years, this man stood at the front steps of the church with a big smile on his face, greeting people. When this man stepped down from his usher ministry at the end of his life, it was discovered he had also been turning people away. "Your kind aren't welcome here," he would say to African Americans and others who didn't fit his notion of who belonged. That is another reason for this sermon. Well, that's another sermon for another day. And I thank God that Philip didn't say that to the eunuch. "You don't belong. Your kind's not welcome here." No, Philip did not say that. So how can we, in this place and time, be more like Philip? Open to the promptings of the Holy Spirit, attentive to the people and signs around us, welcoming others into the family of God, having eyes to see those near us who seek God. What word might Philip have for us, as if he came alongside our own chariot, as we read the scripture and seek to understand? This passage teaches me that Philip would say that by the grace of God in Jesus Christ, all belong here. Amen.